Okay, it's mazur from multiple Gemaras that there's an Isser deraisa of chavala of bloodletting on Shabbos. Number one, you have the sugi and ksuvas dafei of Dan Basulim. Number two, you have sugis and gloves of the Mila in the context of the Mila. You have the Gemara and Kuvav, Kol Makalklin, Turin, Chutzbi Chavala Mavir. So it's clear that there is a Isser deraisa of chavala. The question is, where in the list of Lamentes Malachos does Chavala fit in, and that's a major machlokas rishona. So Rambam writes in Perek Ches, Halacha Zayin, Hachole v'sa behema chayim v'shem v'farek, v'chein hachol v'l b'chay sheyesh lo or chayim v'shem v'farek. So just like Chalivas behema is mefarik talada didash, so too is chavala on a living organism mefarik talada didash. V'hu sheyetzarech ladam sheyetze min ha'chabura. Aval in this kavin lahazik uvad pater b'neishim makalkel. V'enu chayiv ad sheyeh b'dam o b'chalav shahutzi kigro beres. So if it's in the form of kilkel, then even though in general malacha shein esvicha legufa for the Rambam is chaya, but this is derek kilkel, so then even according to the Rambam, it's pater. But short of that, it's a malacha deraisa of mefarek tolada didash. So that's the sheet of the Rambam, and the mefarshim are bothered within the Rambam, how does this fit with the Rambam's position that Ein Disha El B'Gedulei Karka, so you have to come on to some explanation that has an expansive understanding of B'Gedulei Karka, that organisms, because they get sustenance from the Karka, also consider B'Gedulei Karka something along those lines. But that's the Rambam's position, that Chovel is Mishum Mefareg Talada Didash. Rashi, the beginning of Shmona Shratzim, the Mishnah tells us, as we saw before, Shmona Shratzim Hamum B'Torah Tzadan V'Chavu Behen Chayev, says Rashi, V'Chavu Behen Chayev, D'yesh Lehen Or, K'in Mefarish B'Gemara, V'Hav Yilei Chabura She'enu Chazeres, V'Hav Yilei Talada D'Shochet. That if it's a Chabura that is effective, that's the Talad. The Shochet is Mishun Natilas Neshama. And we'll see, you're surely Rebbein Tam's formulation of Xubis, that this is an extension of Natilas Neshama. But we'll come back to that. But for now, let's focus on the second Lashon for a moment. Lashon Acher, Lashon Achrina, Kevin the Yeshlan Or, Nitzba Haor, the Dam Hanisrbo. That since we're talking about an organism that has skin, hide, that's going to be colored by the dam that comes out. The chayim mishum soveya. So there's no malacha kishela asmo of chavala per se. It's just that chavala will usually entail soveya. And then you're going to be chayim mishum soveya. And the Rashi here points out there's Yerushalmi that sounds like this. We saw this Yerushalmi when we spoke about Seveya. The Rashi here on the same line of the Mishnah, he says, even though the Rashi himself does not favor this position, but he says that Yerushalmi is mashma like Rashi, Matzviya haisa b'mishkan, shayu misharvitin b'behema v'aros elim adamim, that they would scratch the animals and the hides. Amr Yossi had the Amra Osa Chabur Benitzer Hadam Chayim Mishum Soveya. That if you make Chabura, the dam scratches out, comes out, then you're Chayim Mishum Soveya. Bamosi Asadam Chayim Mishum Natilas Neshama Sheba Osa Makam. So he says, maybe Chan in that Yerushalmi is Saveya, is Afmishim Saveya, but not necessarily to the exclusion of Shofei slash Natilas Neshama as well. But either way, there is some resonance of Soveya that's being connected to Chavala in that Yerushalmi. So that's the Lishna Achrina. The Rashi quotes that you have a Soveya concern when it comes to Chavala. But the majority opinion we've shown him is consistent with Rashi's first Lashon. And that's what Rabbeinu Tam is quoted as saying in Ksubas Daf Hey. That's the Sugya of Dan Basulim. Can you have Rishon on Friday night? And the Gemara there, I assume we all learned Ksubas at some point in our lives. The Gemara has a question whether Dan Nifka Pakid or Chaburi Mifbar, whatever Nifka Pakid means, Machlokas Rishonim, and however that corresponds to, you know, medical Mitzias, which is not our topic now. But somehow, Nifkat Pakid, the Dam is somehow standing alone, removed from the regular circulatory Dam that you have in your body. And that if it's Nifkat Pakid, there's no concern of Chavala, whatever the Mitzias is or whatever the Lundus is. But Deratosis writes, Dibur Masal Dam Nifkat Pakid, Heim and Vesin Subis. V'nirol Rabbeinu Tam Lefaresh, that when you cause bleeding, that's a form of Natilas Neshama. Ki Adam hu hanefesh, ukishenotel mixaso, notel mixas neshama. So Natilas Neshama is not an all or nothing proposition. It's not that if you kill someone and they are dead, you've been notel neshama. But anything short of that, there's no Natilas Neshama. No, Ki Adamu Nefesh, that even if you are notel mixas nefesh, so to speak, that's also Natilas Neshama. So even if you take out some dam, Ki Adamu Nefesh, that's a violation of Natilas Neshama, and that is a Malacha Daraisa. And if you're too lazy to look in Ksubas, then at least there's reference to that in Natosas and Armasechta, and Daf Hei, Ayin Hei, Amud Aleph. Where Tosas there has been a time as well that causing bleeding is a form of Netilas Nisham. That Gemara of Nifka Pakit is also a problem for the Rambam. Mechaskina talks about this, Avnei Nezer talks about this, that if the concern of Chaval is one of Mefari Kalad the Dash, then why should it make a difference if Dam Chaburei Michbar of Dam Nifkat Pakit? Right? If we're talking about Natil Sashama, so Dam Nifkat Pakit means somehow it's aside, it's distinct, it's not connected to the regular blood that circulates in the body. And therefore, that's not Natilas Neshama, because that is not Dam, that is Bechlal Ki Adam HaNefesh. But if it's nothing to do with Natilas Neshama, if the Malach of Chavala is simply a type of Mefarek to Lada Dadash, so if you're squeezing out Dam, what difference does it make if it's Mifka Pakir or Chaburi Mifbar? You're still squeezing the Dam out. So that's what the Avnei Nezer talks about. Mincha Spinach raised the question. The Avnei Nezer has a couple possible Yeshuvim. Avnei Nezer in Meleches Dash, Sifkatan Tesvav, Osvav to Ozayin. Sifkatan Tesvav, Osvav to Ozayin. You can take a look. I think the gist of what he's saying is that somehow, if Dam is Mifkat Pakid, and you're causing that Dam to come out, it's not that you're squeezing it, you're not doing a form of Mefarik, you're like opening the door and letting it flow out. So exactly what that means, not 100% sure. You can try to, but that's in the words that he uses is that the dam is somehow set aside, that it's not a form of squeezing or separating it. It's distinct enough that it's just there waiting to come out. And it's like you're opening the door, but you're not doing an action of mufar. Either it's a may just to point out that Mifkat Pakid is also easier to understand at first glance if you have the Natilas Neshama orientation of the Rabbeinu Tam and Rav Yishonim as opposed to the Mefarik orientation. But that's what the Magen Avraham points out. I'm sorry?
What about Soveya?
So even Soveya, it could be, as the Rashba says, the Rashba says that Soveya may be Afishim Soveya. if you understand the Lishnachrina in Rashi as Dafka, that it's only Tzoveya, so yeah, you have to figure that out also. But that the Avnei Nezer doesn't talk about, because he didn't get to Tzoveya. Okay, so what the Magen Avraham in Shin Tes Ayin, Sifkat and Tes Vav, just point, you know, quotes these three sheets of the Shoghanim and says that the Hachra, or the more consensus position, seems to be that it's Mishum Netil Neshama, and that's how we generally operate Lahalacha. So in Sifkas, Shin Tes Ayin Sifkas, Mechaber writes, Shmona Shratzim Amur B'Torah Tzadim Chaya B'Chavu B'Hen Afa Pi Shelo Yatsa Mehemda Melin Nitzur Tacha Seor Chayev Shar Shratzim Enu Chayev B'Chavu B'Hen Elim Ken Yatsa Mehemda. Fine. The Bir Lach over here, Yivamaska Lachovel. So he quotes Shitas Rambam Mishum Mefarek. Nafkamina Shir, because if it's Mishum Mefarek, the Rambam says the Shir is going to be a Grogeres. The Yesh Omer Mishum Tiyos Neshama, and according to that, there's no Shir. There's no minimum shear for Netilas Neshama. Rol Poskim are masking to Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi, Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, Meiri, Tosfos. Mikalmakom, Ka'avim Shechai Vapishim Soveya. Because you could have a case where there will be Mishum Tzoveya as well, even Lalacha, and of course the Rashi that we saw to that effect within the Yerushalmi, that may be to Lalacha, that there could be a Tzoveya application as well, in addition to Netilas Neshama. Fine. Okay, take a look at Simen Shin Kaf Ches, if not Ches, this is in the Simen of Refuah. Shin Kaf Ches, Nam Ches. Asu laniyaf beged al maka shayotim ven adam and neshadam yitzboso. So you can't put a cloth over a fresh wound because that's going to be tzaveya. The asu lahotzi dam yamaka. And you can't actively be motzi dam from a maka. L'kachi shlircha tamaka b'mayim o'b'yayim tchilo l'haver dam sheva maka. Says the Mishnah Berura Kuf Mem Zayin. Asa l'otzi dam. U'inyim b'fnei atzmo d'haino sh'asa l'itchok b'yadav ala maka. You can't press, apply pressure to a maka k'day l'otzi dam. That'll be an application of a daraisa of Chavala to actively squeeze out blood from a maka.
Even if you don't want the blood?
Here you do want the blood. Meaning it's a, you want to remove the blood. It's a malacha shein nesufa. So it is a, if it is a malacha shein nesufa l'gufa, so that might only be the Rabbanan. But if there's a medical purpose in removing the blood, we might consider that a malacha ha sricha l'gufa. Shmir Shabbos writes in Perek Lamed Beis Seif Nun Ches. Perek Lamed Beis Seif Nun Ches. That if you're inserting if you're setting up an intravenous line in such a way that there's definitely going to be bleeding when you put it in, that is potentially a malacha d'oraisa. If you're going to put, if you need to administer some kind of a shot, where you do it in such a way that it's not necessarily going to bleed, then subject to the details of refuah, that would not be a malacha. In the footnote, he explains in Sif in Oz Kuf Nun Ches, so the reason that there's a chashash yisad deraisa if you're going to insert an intravenous on Shabbos is because you need to be motzi some dam before setting it up. And he quotes, where does this fit in with malacha tzvich l'gufa versus malacha shein tzvich l'gufa? So when it comes to dam besulim, the Gemara assumes that if dam chaburi nifbar, it's a chashash of malacha deraisa. Isn't that a malacha shein tzvich l'gufa? You have no need for that blood. So maybe there you need the blood because you need to determine whether she's a basula or not. So maybe that's considered to be tzarich l'gufa. But if you're inserting an IV, even if there's definitely going to be blood that comes out of a vein on the way in, but you don't need that blood, so maybe then it's malacha shein tzarich l'gufa. You don't need that blood. So he leaves that as a question. It's how do you define malacha shein tzarich l'gufa? What are the parameters of malacha shein tzarich l'gufa in the context of IV insertion or the like, and how is that different than dam besulim? Again, obviously, chol sheyesh v'sakana that I talk about, even chol sheein v'sakana. Even if it's a malacha deraisa or maybe b'shinoi, so there are there's a need to do it. So there are ways of doing it. But as a baseline, he assumes in the text that if there's definitely going to be blood that comes out as part of inserting the IV line, that his baseline assumption is that that's a malacha deraisa, and then he's down the footnote. Maybe you can still call that a malacha shein tzarich l'gufa. Still in Simon Shin Kav Ches, take a look at Sivkatan Peches. Peches, 88. Shin Kavches Sivkatan Peches. So this is on the din of Mapis Morsa, but in the second line of that Sivkatan, Mishbur writes, Mutter Lito Lakos B'machad, you can remove a splinter on Shabbos with a needle, with tweezers. Ubavad Sheyizahir Shelo Yotzi Dam, as long as you're careful not to cause any bleeding, David Chabura. After whom Mikalkel, Mikal Makam Aser Hu Lekuli Alma. Even though it's Mikalkel, it's still Aser. The after Bishchin, he tiru us isa the rabbanon mishum tsara. Hacha came into Epshal hoti akos liyos astam ein lavor isura bichti. Even though there may be situations where Matan is a Durabanan, no Kamsar, but if you can get around, get away without violating a Durabanan, then obviously avoid it. So here, you can take out the splinter, but make sure you don't cause any bleeding. Says the Sharitzi and Samath Gimel, Hosaf Nuzekade Lahatzel Magan Avram, Mikusha Sachem and Moshe, Sheikh Shalam Mitosa Shabbos Kavzayan and Adal, the Mash Rasham, Dafilu I Hayavadai Chaviel, Gam kein lo asu lefi amaskana. So what's he referring to? Tosas on the top of Kavzayin Amud Aleph. So the Gemara here quotes the Mishnah later in the Daf Kuf Kaf Beis towards the very end of the Perek, Machat Shel Yad Litol Ba Es Hakotz. So you're allowed to move, in the context of Muksa, a hand needle in order to remove a splinter. Says Tosfos, Lamai the Masik Reish Karkanach Nakin the Asyakir Pshimin Asi Shapir the Maria Filu Vaday Chavil Amishim Shenesvichel Gufa Shari. That if you swim like Reb Shimin, Malachi Shenesvichel Gufa is only if you swim like Reb Shimin when it comes to Malachi Shenesvichel Gufa. So even if you're definitely going to cause bleeding, it's only a malacha she'en usvicha l'gufa. Aval afi mai devar chasam v'adetnan machat shal yad lito basakotz leichosh dim l'chavil. Lo pasharach aminei shapir debemapis mor se devadi yasa pesach shemi hayasar. So just like Rabbi Huda, who asers a darvish ain't miskaven, even not b'psik reshe, is Matir Malkam Tsar. So Reb Shimon also, the map is more so, which is Malacha Shein Nesich L'Gufa, even though it should still be Aser, Midr Abanan, but Malkam Tsar, it's going to be Mutter L'Chachila. So says the Sharitzian over here. The Chaim Moshe asks on the Magen Avraham, who says, it sounds like you can only be no Tolas HaKotz if you're going to make sure that there's no blood. Tolas HaShabbos Kuzayin Mashma, that filu iha vivade chadil, it's mutter b'makom tsar, because the malacha shenis tichul gufa that will be matir b'makom tsar. Am the das magen Avraham, the daka heicha di efshel hotzi akotz b'li chavala, kegon shenitza b'omko, those who do me the mapis morsa, am leichad efshel aser. So in a chanan, the magen Avraham will agree with that. The magen Avraham would agree that if it's impossible to be motzi the codes without causing dam, that'll be mutter. Another Rambam only means that if there's a way out, if you can do without being motzi dam, then you should do without being motzi dam. So if there's no way out and the only way of removing the splinter is by being motzi dam, so that's the malacha shein nesich l'gufa b'makom tsar, which will be mutter. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah said emerges from the Tosas on Kufzayin of an Aleph. That's the Psak HaMekubal and all the Kitzes Farim, that if you have a splinter, that if it's a Malkam Tsar or a Chashash infection, which I think is generally the case if you have a splinter, so then you are allowed to move it on Shabbos. Better to do it in such a way, if possible, to avoid the Motzi Dam. But if push comes to shove, the only way to remove it is if you're going to be Motzi Dam, so that's the Malacha Shein Nesich L'Gufa B'Makom Tsar, or Makom Chashash Infection, which Shaar HaTzion indicates here should be Mutter. Okay. One of the contemporary Chavala questions is umbilical cord stem harvesting on Shabbos. I don't know how popular that is these days. When it first came out, maybe 20 years ago.
What's that word, umbilical?
Cord stem harvesting. You ever know what that is? There is this procedure that you can harvest stem cells from an umbilical cord when the baby's born and then preserve them. And potentially, if there's a medical need down the road, those stem cells would be available for later use. I think when it first came out, it was pretty expensive. I don't know if it's still
is.
Pretty. Okay. Do most people do it these days?
I do not.
Okay, we don't either.
Speaking to people.
No. I'm sorry?
Speaking to the people I spoke to.
Yeah, so we weren't convinced of the need at the time it went. Came up. We looked into it at different times, but be that as it may, so harvesting these cells from the umbilical cord does involve causing bleeding. But the question is, what is it that's bleeding? So, Rabbi Dr. Apfel had an article about this in the RJJ Journal about 20 years ago. And I was looking around today a little bit, there's a line in one of the Sifrei Pua, and Silverstein has a little bit about this in his Shir and Lerofim. But the way the Metzius is described, and I can't independently verify anything, is it sounds like there are two possible points at which the stem cells could be harvested. At the time that you're harvesting it, the baby has already been attached from the umbilical cord, but the umbilical cord may still be, the umbilical cord is still connected to the placenta, and the placenta hasn't necessarily yet been expelled from the body. So if the placenta has already been expelled from the body, so then the umbilical cord is connected to the placenta, so it's not connected to the woman, to the mother, so there's no chavala to speak about because it's not connected to a living organism. The question is, if it's still connected, so then the placenta is still in the mother, so is that considered to be connected to the living organism of the mother, and then therefore will follow Netilas Neshama? So Dr. Apfel raises that question. In Sefer Pua, Machon Pua came out with a few volumes of Piskei Halacha. So in volume 3, they just say that if it's already been disconnected, meaning the placenta has already been expelled from the mother's body, and the umbilical cord is still connected, but it's not connected to the mother anymore, so then it's mother. Rabbi Zilberstein in Shiurim, Shirei Torah L'Rofim, Chelek Dalid, Simen Reish Lamed Zayin, Chelek Dalid, Simen Reish Lamed Zayin, just says umbilical cord harvesting is mother, but he doesn't address there what stage we're talking about. And Rabbi Wilder has pasha that if it's still connected, if the placenta is still in the mother, it's definitely an issa d'oraisa, it's definitely aser. But it wasn't clear what Rabbi Zilberstein was addressing there. Okay.
I mean, the assumption is that we're not foshish but soveya, not from the tharit, because if that were the case, then we would have been aser as the death.
It's not necessarily soveya, because you're just you're harvesting the cells into a into wherever you harvest them, but you're not being soveya anything. And in Mepharic, we're generally not.
Not concerned with that. That's what happens when you.
There will be. I mean, yeah. Bleeding from the umbilical cord. That's my understanding. Okay. So let's move on. Back to the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph and the list of the Lamites Malachos. Hashofto, that we did. Bamafshito. Hamolcho. Bamaabed es ora. So in the list, we have salting the hides. And tanning, processing the hides. Says the Gemara and that Ayin Hey Amud Beis. That's 7 lines from the top. V'amolcho v'am'abdo. Hainu moleach v'hainu ma'abed. Moleach and ma'abed should be the same melacha. Rashi. Hainu moleach, hainu ma'abed. Atu melicha lab tzarech ibadhu. When you're salting it, aren't you salting it for the purpose of processing it, of preserving it? So essentially, molcho is a form of preservation, and ma'abed is a form of preservation. So it's really the same halacha. You're salting it, you're tanning it, you're preserving it. That's all the same. So that shouldn't be listed as two separate malachas. That should be a single malacha. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Amri Tavayu, Apik Chaminayu, Va'ayil Sirtut. So yeah. So the list of the Mishnah is lo meduyak, and therefore moleach ma'abed is the same malacha. So knock that down to one, and replace the one that you knock out with misartate. So the Mishnah on daf ayin gimel is. Yes, if you read the Mishnah Ayin Gimel and then read the list of malachas in all your malacha books, you'll see that something doesn't match. Because if you take out the Rabbi Chait picture malacha book, you'll see misartate, but you won't see moleach. So that's what the Gemara says in Ayin Hey. You have to reread the Mishnah and insert misartate. I'm not sure the Shabbos home in his list of malachas. He doesn't have the sartet, he has malech and ma'abed, it's just having malachos. So that doesn't seem to be the Maskanas. I'm not sure what happened there, but in most of the Lamed Tes Melachos book, Rabbi Ribia's book, he has Mesartate and not Moleach, because Moleach is included in Ma'abe. Okay, then the Gemara goes on, Ayin Heim Beis. Amar Rabba Baruchuna, Haiman de Malach Bisra, Chai Misha Ma'abe. If you salt meat on Shabbos, that is a Malach of the Raisa Ma'abe. Rava Amar Ein Iba Be'Oklin. Rava says, not so fast. There's no Ma'abe when it comes to food. Why should there not be ma'abe when it comes to food? Sadi Yarchal Shochan, Simon Shinkaf Aleph Sif Kavtes. Shinkaf Aleph Sif Kavtes. That Ibud is only relevant the Oros, where it's something where you intend to preserve it for an extended period of time, as opposed to salting food, where typically you salt food for relative immediate use, not for long-term preservation. And therefore, that shouldn't be mechlal, the melacha of ma'abed / molech. And this is what the Rambam paskins Perikin Aleph Halacha Hey. Hamavshe min or kedei lasas kemiya chayiv. There's no problem of ma'abed / moleach with food. Problem is that there's a whole sugya and daf kuches. The Mishnah, the very bottom of Kuches and Aleph, Ein Osin Hilmi B'Shabbos, I will also who was Nei HaMelech. The Tovo Ben Pito, and also the Sokha Tavshil. Amar Yosef Elohu Hilmi Ben Meruba Ben Muat, Ve'eluhin Mei Melech, HaMutari Nosin Shem L'Chachilo Sokha Mayim, O Sokha Melech. We'll come back to that. Where it says, Rabbi Yossi says, hello, Hilmi ben Meruba ben Muat. I'm reviewed the Lahatir. He looks like Rabbi Yossi Yosser. Only Rabbi, I'm the son of Yosef, Elohe, may Melech, and Mutar, Makad, Rabbi Yossi Lassor. Alam Rabbi Lassor. Chain, I'm Rabbi Yochim Lassor. Tanya Nami, Hachi, Enos, and May Melech, Merubin. Yossi says, Elu Asurin, Elu Meimelach Mutarin, etc. Tanya of Yudhir Chabiba, Ein Osin Meimelach Azin, Meimelach Azin, Kosha Beitz Safar Behen. And that's a 2/3 ratio of salt to water. So you see, there are definitely situations in which applying salt on Shabbos is usher. So how can you say, Ein Ibud V'Ochlin? Go back to Ayin Hayim and Beis. So when the Gemara says that Hainu Moleach, Hainu Ma'abed, that's one and the same. And then when the Gemara says Ein Ibe B'Ochlin, it means Ein Ibe B'Ochlin / Eboleach B'Ochlin, because it's one and the same Malach. Right?
I thought it was the response is, no, one of them is for food, one you violate for non-food.
No, the Gemara says Hainu Moleach, Hainu Ma'abed. So Yochanan Rish Lakish say, Apichad minayu, Bayil Sirta, period. New paragraph. Rabbi Huna says, Man the Malach Bisr is Chayiv, Mishama Abed, and Rabbi says, Ein Ibe B'Ochlin. Right? So first we establish that Ma'abed and Moleach are two sides of the same coin, It only deserves to be mentioned once in the Mishnah. And then the Gemara Machlokes Amoraim, is there Ibud Be'ochlin? But whether you say, if you say there's no Ibud Be'ochlin, it means there's no Moleach Be'ochlin also, because that's just another form of the same Malacha, right? So then when the Gemara says on Kufchas, so all these cases where applying Malach is a problem, that sounds like there is Ibud / Moleach Be'ochlin. So it says Tosfos, Ein Heim Abeis, Ein Ibud Be'ochlin, Ein Lahatir Mikan Malichas Ochlin, the Aser Midir Abana Malicha, Perish Man Ashratzim, I feel beyond the Aser Gemara in Beisa. So when the Gemara says over here, and Rava says, Ein Ibud Ochlin, that means Malacha Daraisa. But there still could be a Malacha Darabanan of Ma'abe Be'ochlin. So that's what Tosa says. Don't think that you could, that it's mutter to be Moleach Ochlin. It's still going to be Aser Midir Abanan, and that whole Sugya Daf Kufkas is talking about an Iser Darabanan. So when it says Ein Osin May Melach Azin, that's an Iser Darabanan. What is the reason for that Iser Darabanan? So go back to Kufkas on the base. Rashi on the Mishnah, no sein shem l'sof mayim b'tchila. Kodem sheyiten ha-melach, no sein shem l'sof ha-melach b'tchila. Kodem sheyiten ha-mayim. Da shem im ma'akev she'ein ha-melach tz'arve yofe im ha-mayim. U'matish es kocho miyos mei melach azim. So you're allowed to put in shemen first, and then put in the water and the salt, because that shaman is going to minimize, weaken the effect of the salt. Aval lo yitein mayim u'melach chila, afilu nosin shaman l'basof. But you can't put in salt and water first. The b'shash nosin mayim u'melach yachad hu nir'eh kema'abed. So to mix water and salt is aser b'drabanan, because that's nira ke ma'abed. It looks too similar to actually be ma'abed oros. So the malacha d'rabbanan of being moleach food items is because it's nira ke ma'abed. And then there's another Rashi. The Gemara says, this is the same line as the Gimel of the Ein Mishpat. The Gemara says, Tani Rabbi Yehuda bar Chabiba, Ein molchin tznon ubeitza b'Shabbos, that you can't salt radish and egg on Shabbos. V'chizkim mishvei davai, amr tznon aser beitza mutaris. The radish is a problem, but an egg you're allowed to salt. Says Rashi, Ein Mochin Snona Beitza, Gimel Vidal Chasichos Yachad, some type, that you can't salt three or four pieces together. Shehemelach Ma'abdan, the salt preserves it. Vinas, it has an effect on it. Vinas in Kushin, and it makes it hard. Bavi Tikun. And that is a form of tikkun. That sounds like some kind of a tikkun mana, that you're changing the state, not changing the state in a molad sense, but not that far, but you're affecting a change in the food. That's some kind of tikkun, and that is a problem. So there may be a nir kamabe element, and there may be situations in which there's a tikkun element of ma'abed ba'ochlin Midrabana. So how does the Rambam deal with this? The Rambam seemed to say unequivocally, Ein Ibud Be'ochlin. He didn't say Ein Ibud Be'ochlin Daraisa. He says Ein Ibud Be'ochlin. So the Rambam includes these halachos on Daf Kufches in his Din of the Rabbanan and Perikot Beis. The Rambam Perakav Beis Halacha Yud writes, Ma'arev Adam Mayim Umelach Vishemen Vitovel Bo Pito Onos Nosochat Hashel. you can mix water, salt, oil, and dip your pita in it, or put it in a tafsho. V'hu shiyasem at, as long as you do so in small quantities. Right, that's the distinction that we have here on Kukhasam Beis between merubin and mu'atin. So you can't make me'melech merubin, but you can make me'melech mu'atin, as we saw initially in the mission, then expanded in the Gemara. Aval har be'aser b'nei, shenire ka'osa melecha, melecha, me'melecha satafsho. But if you're going to do this in larger quantities, it looks like you're doing a melacha, mi melacha satafshil. So not nira ke ma'abed, but nira ke, sounds like mevasha. Osa melacha, mi melacha satafshil. That it's a type of food preparation, and that's nira ke mevasha, maliach keroseach in Yoredeh. The chain lo yasa me melach azin, the hain shne shlish melach shlish mayim, the nation nira ka osa murias. Looks like you're making brine. Umutra lim loach beitza, about snon kayotha be osir, the nation nira ka kovish kwash mishabis, but kovish asa ben ishu kumavasha. Looks like you're pickling, and pickling is asa mishamavasha. So the rabbi acknowledges that there were these various derabanan applications of applying salt, but it's not because of ma'abed, because ein ibe ba'ochlan across the board, even midrabanan, it's because of malacha mimalacha satafsho / nira kimavasho, or something along those lines. Now, it's interesting. The Taz kind of points this out in Sukkot and Hey. We're in Siman Shin Kaf Aleph again. So if you read the Mechaber first writes in Sif Beis, isn't it? Ein osin me melach harbe biyachad, lase sasocha kvashim, mishum didami le'ibot. So you can't make large quantities of mei melach because that's domet le'ibut. That sounds like Rashi. Sif Gimbal. Aser limloach chasichos tznon dalado hei biyachad v'neishin era kekovish vashim. Kovish aser v'neishahu kemivasho. That sounds like the Rambam. So the formulation Sif Aleph of Dami Le'ibut sounds like Rashi. Formulation in Sif Gimel, sorry, in Sif Bey sounds like Rashi. Formulation in Sif Gimel of Nira Kikovish Bashim sounds like the Rambam. But you can take a look at the Taz in Sif Katan Hay and the Prima Gadim. I'm not sure if they come out with a strong yeshiv to this, but this is it's a ha'ara. May not be damage of an afkamina lalacha, but it's a ha'ara that the Mechaber in Sif Beis seems to take Rashi's formulation, and Sif Gimel seems to take the Rambam's formulation. So we saw two qualifications whereby Malicha Ba'ochlin would be mutter. We saw in the Mishnah, we just read the Rashi explaining, no sin shemelus of mayim betchila. If you put in shemen first, that could nullify the effect of the melach. And we also saw that mei melach mu'atin might be mutter. So as far as the first carve out, of no sin shemelus of mayim betchila, and Rashi explained that that minimizes the effect of the melach. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this in Sifkatan Yud. Right, this kula is not quoted explicitly in Shulchan Aruch, but the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Yud, Mishim Dedami Leibud, Afilu no sein shemen lesof mei melach lahatim gam kenasa. If you're going to put in the oil into the Meimelach, that's still a problem. But if you put in the oil first, or you mix the oil with the salt before the water, the had the asru im who knows in shemen lebasov, mishum the bishashu knows in maim melach yachad unirakamave. So it doesn't help to put in the shemen afterwards, even if it's going to be machlish the koach of the melach, because it's too late. You already did the melach of the rabbanon of nirakamave when you mix the salt with the water the first time. But if you're going to put in the oil first, so then there's never an act of nirakamave because the effect of the melach is mitigated from the get-go. Magen Avraham in Sifkat and Vav, Kosa Shilta Giborim, is saying that even if you put in the shaman after this mutter, I couldn't find the Shilta Giborim, so let me know if you find it. But the Magen Avraham quotes that from a Shilta Ha Gibor. Now, the other potential kula, or situation in which we could be matir salting foods on Shabbos, is some form of la'alter. So the Magen Avraham in Sifkatan Dalid . This is on Sif Gimel, where the Mechaber writes, right, it says, the Mechaber wrote, Yachal asos mimenu ma'at, lase sasof hatavshel, that you can make a small quantity of meimelach. Says the Magen Avraham, litzorech tibol oso se'uda, so that, according from the Ran, that heter ma'at is only if it's for oso se'uda. Mashma, the litzorech se'uda cheres, afilu ma'at aser. Afilu knows in shemen aser. So the heter of ma'at is only if it's also suda. Ma'at for use later in the day is still going to be aser. It's only going to be mutter la'oso suda. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes this as the machlokas Magen Avraham and Eliyahu Rabbah. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Kaf Aleph. The Mechaber there writes, in Sifhei, Aser Liloach Basar Mevushal Obeitza Mevushales Lahanicha. You're not allowed to salt cooked meat or cooked egg Lahanicha to leave it for later. So this is based on a Shivali Leket, which we'll come to in a little. Actually, might as well mention the Shivali Leket now. So the Shivali Leket writes in Simon Peches, even though the Gemara the Gemara, the Machlokas, we saw whether it's snow is subject to the Isser Melicha, but Evan agrees that a Deitza is not subject to the Isser Melicha. So we'll see a little while. That's because these are things that salt doesn't really have a significant effect on. So the Shibboleth could write, Simen Peches, Mutil Lemloach Basar Mevushal Adeitza Mevushal Las Lochel Alter. That you're allowed to salt it for immediate use, but not lehanicha. So says the Mishnah Brura Kafal. The Hadamatirin le'al beitza lamalcha haynu letzarich osa suda, aval lebloa chabaser beitza kedei lehanich lachar zman dami le'ibur kvisha. So that's like you're preserving your pickling, that's going to be usher, even in a small quantity. Vine, that's a mugged around the taz, da filu daito lechol biyomo, imud sarach suda cheres, yesh li zarbaze. That the even if you're going to, you intend to eat it later, but it's not osa suda, that's a problem, that's still near a ke abe. So the Mishabura says that there's definitely what to rely on of the Eliya Rabba, especially in a situation where it may spoil. If you're not going to be Moleach, even if your intention is to use it later in the day. Then he says, So even though snown is subject to the Isser Melicha, and there's only a heter of mat ma'at l'tzorech also Hasuda. So you could be tovel a number of pieces one by one and then put them in front of you. So this is a Trumas Hadeshen in Simen Nun Hei. Yera Deshari. Benyin Zeshe Yipo Kol Chasichos Achas Achas Levada. So even though you're not eating them one by one, you're going to put a few of them in front of you, but as long as you dip them one by one, that's okay. Hachi mashma mirashi, lashin sefer truma, dekri kapeda shenim lach shtayim or shlosha biyachad. You shouldn't salt them together, but if you salt them one by one, even if you're going to eat them together, that's okay. So as long as you're going to eat it soon, you can be tovel multiple pieces, b'melach, one by one, and then put them in front of you to eat. Okay. Now, as far as the heter of beitza, if you haven't sifti amoled, you're allowed to be moleach beitzim as long as you're going to eat them either right away or at least sometime on that day. Machlokes Magen Rav and Eli Rabba. So Magen Rav explains to Sifkat Din Hey, the reason that there's a carve out for beitzim is because the melach has minimal effect on a beitza. So Rabbi Kar points out that makes sense according to Rashi, that the concern is nira kama abed. So if salt has no real effect on an egg, then you wouldn't call that nira kama abed. According to the Rambam, that is nira kakovish fashim, so that reason the Magen Avraham doesn't necessarily help. That if it's nira kakovish fashim, it looks like you're pickling it, what difference does it make whether the melach has an effect per se. Mithnirik Kovish Bashim, which is like Mavashel. So he quotes the Levush as saying that it's not Nirik Kovish Bashim because you don't usually pickle eggs. So for Rashi, you'll say that the egg isn't really affected by the salt. For the Rambam, you'll say that you don't pickle eggs, so there's no Nirik Kovish Bashim. But even there, the heter, as we saw in Sefei, the Shibali Lekit, is only la'alter, or at least la'osayom, but not la'haniyah. Right, the Magen Avraham says that again there in Katim Zion on Sefei, that the heter is only la'osasuda, not for later on. And the Eliyahu Rabbah argues that even la'suda acharis la'ibuter, and we saw the Mishnah Berurah, that where it's going to potentially spoil, you can rely on the Eliyahu Rabbah. Rabbi Karp just points out that Misim Lashon HaRambam, there's no indication that there's any restriction on being Moleach Beitza. I mean, the Mechaber quotes this from the Shiboli Aleket that it's only Mutter Miyad, but not Lahanicha. But no indication in the Rambam that there's any such restriction. Rambam sounds like, because the Beitza is not Bechlal the Yisr, then it's not Bechlal the Yisr, period. Even if you're going to be moleach for use later. Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, Perek Yud Aleph Aravav, Perek Yud Aleph Aravav, quotes from Shlomo Zalman, that beitza is a model of any kind of food that either is not normally salted or where salt doesn't have an effect on it. So he quotes, for example, from Shlomo Zalman that since people don't usually pickle tomatoes, then you can salt tomatoes. But he thinks that when it comes to a radish, even if we argue that no one pickles or salts, you don't pickle, you don't preserve a radish, or salt doesn't do much for radish. But since that's mentioned in the Gemara, so you can't change the din of a radish. And Rabbi Uli thought that even radish may just be reflective of what the norm is, and everything is sofi also makom, and also is not. In the Shabbos home, he quotes from Dayan Posen in his Kitzur Hilchos Shabbos that Dayan Posen was mako to apply a small amount of salt just for taste on a regular any vegetable or food item. That's not domel ma'abed. Ma'abed is it requires a significant amount of salt. If you're just applying a little bit of salt for taste, that wouldn't be b'chal even the issur d'rabbanan of ma'abed. And the Shabbos home, Shabbos kitchen argues. Rabbi Card quotes from Rabbi Yashiv that Rabbi Yashiv was mako. He quotes that from Rabbi Yashiv in the context of cucumbers. You can put a little bit of salt on cucumbers for taste. Even though in the Magen Avraham talks about cucumbers as being b'chlau iser of moleach, and Rabbi Ullah thought that's minigolam to salt a little bit for taste, and that's not a violation of moleach even drabban. Rabbi Karb goes to Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Yutess. Minchas Chinuch at the end of Mitzvah Kuf Yutess. The mitzvah of al kol korban chatak with melach, he quotes in the Alochus Ketanos that if there's not enough salt to go around the Beis HaMikdash, you can use sugar instead of salt, even though sugar is sweet, because sugar is a form of salt. So you can be mekayim melichas korbanos with sugar. Rabbi Karb Kos Achron would say the same thing in the context of malicha for meat, that if you don't have salt, you could do malicha with sugar. So that's a kula by Akrabas Korbanos. It's a kula by malichas basar, but that could result in a chumra in malacha Shabbos, that applying sugar would be us who were ever applying salt with the usher. So Ricard says, if you have something that's usually pickled in sugar or preserved in sugar, his example is an esrog. I don't know who preserves esrog in sugar. I think Ramosha kept his esrog in honey in Russia for a few years where he couldn't access an esrog.
People making it into like a jelly after sugars, it's basically preserved in sugar, no?
I mean, cut up that stroke, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. But he says, so then to something that's normally preserved in sugar, would be us here to sugar it on Shabbos. But just as we're makel to sprinkle a little bit of salt for flavor, it'd be much better to sprinkle some sugar for flavor. He says, for example, you put sugar on a grapefruit, that would be mutter. Did you have a question?
No.
Okay. Fine. The other more common application of not making salt water is the Leil HaSeder application. As we had a Motzei Shabbos Seder this past year, so Mishabur writes in Hilchos Pesach, Simon Tuf Ayin Gimel Sifkatan Kaf Aleph, Tuf Ayin Gimel Sifkatan Kaf Aleph, that if Shabbos falls, if Leil HaSeder falls on Shabbos, you should prepare your Mea Melech ahead of time. And if you didn't, then you're allowed to make Mea Melech Ma'at, meaning a minimum amount that you're going to use for the Seder, as long as the ratio is not of Mea Melech Azin. Right? So Mechaber writes the base here, and thus the Sofa Shnei Shlishei Melech Aser La'asos Yumenu Afila Ma'at, that if it's two parts salt to one part water, that would be a problem. So push comes to shove. Also, they point out, how much salt water do you really need Leil HaSeder? Just a few drops. So if it has to be ma'at and only ma'at used for Leil HaSeder, you have to cheshbon how much that is. But that's why it's better to do it beforehand to avoid the question. I saw in the Shulchan Shlomo, and I meant to bring in salt to do an experiment, but I forgot, so you can try it at home. But he quotes in the Shulchan Shlomo that contemporary salt will not dissolve at a ratio of more than 36%. Meaning, if you have if you have more than a mixture of which more than 36% is salt, then it's not going to all dissolve. And so let's say you had 50% water, 50% salt, there's going to be some salt that you still see that doesn't dissolve. So if that's the case, he says, what does that mean for the ratio of 2 to 1? Because our salt anyway, he says, internally has a 2 to 1 ratio of other preservatives or materials against the salt component. So then maybe it should be put there in any ratio to put salt in water. So we can try to experiment and see if that's true. I'm not sure exactly what to do with that. But that's like Aaron in the Sefer Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so let's stop here. Next time, Ritz Hashem, we will talk briefly about Misartate. No more than a few minutes, and then move on to Memareach. So I'll give you new Mar Mekamos on that.